This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
So the time for this discussion couldn't even be more urgent. Men drink more, they smoke more, they do more drugs. Men die younger than women, they get bashed, robbed, and murdered more. And mostly, this is done by other men. So this makes men both the victims and the perpetrators of violence. On the phone now, we've got Marty Smiley, and he's one of the SBS Vicelands reporters to discuss his new documentary, hashtag Yes All Men. Good morning, Marty, and could you please explain to us what this documentary is all about?
Yeah, well, you guys sort of summed it up. Men are overrepresented in some really alarming statistics in this country, and one of those is suicide, as you said, and that rate hasn't moved in 10 years. It's still really high. Every 4 hours, on average, a man is taking his own life in this country. And I wanted to bring, I guess, a human face to those statistics. So you'll meet Chris, who's a suicide survivor. He's a mate that I've known for a little while, and he agreed to tell his story. And then we look at another major issue, which is domestic violence. And I guess I get into the debate about whether it is actually a gendered issue. And I really listen to the arguments from, I guess, men's rights activists and people on that side of politics. And I really couldn't get past the fact that it really is a male issue. And I went into a male behavior change program and I met men that have been abusive towards their partners, to see if they had the capacity to change.
Marty, how'd you feel about going into a change behaviour program?
I was quite nervous to go in, I guess. I wondered when I walked in what the person on the other side I thought a lot about the victim and how that would have impacted them, and meeting the person who'd been responsible for that. And what I was really surprised to hear is that these men who've been through these programs actually are able to recognize where they've gone wrong, what behaviors have led to getting to the point that they did, where they might have been emotionally abusive, physically, financially, the whole spectrum of abuse. And I was really amazed to see that these programs are working.
Oh, that's good. So, Marty, what did you personally take away from the experience? Did you see any, did that hold a mirror up against your own personality?
Yes. I think that one of the aims I had for the documentary was, one, I didn't want to appeal to one side of politics.
Yep.
Two, I didn't want to leave myself out of the process. I think if I'm asking people to reframe the debate around masculinity in this country, then we need to have a look at ourselves and what we're doing as men. And what I did realize is that when you actually join these male behavior programs for men that have been abusive towards their partners, you fill out a questionnaire. There's 50 different behaviors. And I won't go into detail about which ones that stuck out to me as things that I've done in relationships past. But, I'd put it out to any man in this country that if you filled out that questionnaire, I'd be very surprised if you aced it. We all do things that are sort of that negatively impact our partners, and particularly for men who have to live up to this gender norm of being a man or what it means to be a man, we have certain behaviours that are just rife amongst abusers, which is control. It all comes back down to control.
And do you think it's that they're trying to take control, or they've lost control of their own lives and that's the only way they know how to try and take it back?
Oh, there's a whole range of reasons, hey. Like, that's certainly one of them. But it could be, that it doesn't really matter what the cause is, but the action is always the same. And I think that's what I learned from attending this session. And I think ultimately I was still really inspired by the ability for someone to be rehabilitated, because in society we are very quick to say that these men are bad and they're not like us. But what I have come to know is that all men are responsible and all men can do something about it.
Marty, what would you like people to take away from watching the documentary?
Well, I hope it just starts a discussion like we're having right now on radio, which is a discussion we don't normally have in this space. And I hope that, you know, I guess it'd be great if men and anyone who watches can look at it and make and ask themselves the same questions that I think I did in the documentary. How can I contribute to stopping more of this happening? We don't want men taking their own lives in this country at the rate that they do, and we don't want women dying at the hands of men at the rate that, it's happening. We also don't want men dying at the hands of other men. We know that the violence statistics, 95% of victims name a male perpetrator. I'd really hope to bring attention to these stats, and you'll get to see some of the people that are behind them. So, yeah, I hope that people can take a look at themselves and ask themselves those questions.
Well, definitely. Without the discussion, we're not going to get anything done. Thank you so much, Marty. It's important that all men and women as well, because, you know, that we are the mothers that raise the sons, have a look. Mm. This important, very special documentary, Yes, All Men, is airing on SBS Viceland on Tuesday, the 16th of October at 7:30. Thank you, Marty, for your time today.
Thanks, Marty.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.